Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and thank you guys so much for joining us here on
Studio Classroom. We are talking about an unforgettable northern adventure that happens in Manitoba, Canada.
Well, after reading yesterday's lesson, Anne-Marie, I have to admit, I am a little bit interested in going there now because of the amount of polar bears that I could potentially see at this time of year.
Yeah, apparently hundreds and hundreds of these polar bears go to this spot near Hudson Bay to hunt for seals.
Yeah, and they're just doing what they do. Whether they catch a seal or not in front of me is not the main point, really. But to see, you know, that going on is really interesting. But another thing that we read yesterday was that these polar bears wander under the dancing skies. And that's something that we're going to get into in today's part of the lesson.
So let's get started with our first reading for the day.
An unforgettable northern adventure. While you're there, watch for the northern lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. During winter especially, they spin around and dance in the night skies. Dogs have always been a crucial part of Churchill's history, so take the opportunity to learn about them. Then, befriend some sled dogs and go on an adventure-filled dog sled ride through the forest.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们首先来看 Northern Lights 这个复数名词，它是指北极光。譬如 I recently discovered an app that notifies me when I'm likely to see the Northern Lights in my area. 我最近发现一个应用程式，它会在我所在的地区可能看到北极光的时候通知我。或是The first recorded sighting of the Northern Lights dates to 680 to 655 BCE when the Assyrians and Babylonians described a red glow. 有记载的首次北极光观测可追溯到西元前680到655年。当时亚述人和巴比伦人把它描述为红色光晕。北极光的学名是Aurora Borealis. 来看个例句。Aurora Borealis, the scientific name for the Northern Lights, means sunrise north wind in Greek. 北极光的学名是 Aurora Borealis. 希腊语的意思是北风日出。
All right, friends, let's find out what else we can do on this wonderful northern adventure. We read, while you're there, watch for the northern lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis.
All right, the Aurora Borealis always reminds me of a town where my aunt lives in Colorado called Aurora, Colorado. Now, Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, it means the same thing. Or if you want to be creative, you can describe it as the dancing skies.
We read, during winter especially, they spin around and dance in the night skies. Dogs have always been a crucial part of Churchill's history, so take the opportunity to learn about them.
Let's take a look at this very crucial word. Because it means very important. Crucial is very important. Good sleep is crucial before a big exam, for example.
Okay, now we see something else in this sentence that we should talk about. To take an opportunity or take the opportunity. This means to use a chance to do something.
That's right. Sarah will take the opportunity to study abroad. Perhaps the opposite would be to turn down, an opportunity. That means that someone has offered you the opportunity or invited you to come along, and you're not going to do it. You're turning it down. But our lesson is talking about taking the opportunity to do something.
Okay, now we read on here more about these dogs, then befriend some sled dogs. This word befriend is a great one, friends. It means to become friends with someone.
That's right. Jenny tried to befriend the new student at school. Befriend some sled dogs and go on an adventure-filled dog sled ride through the forest. Well, what is a sled? This is a small vehicle used for sliding on snow.
Okay, Kevin rode down his sled down the snowy hill. Now, there's a lot of different types of sled, friends. When I was growing up, we used to have round plastic sleds that we would use to go down hills.
So those didn't have the kind of gates on the sides.
The runners. Right. So this is a different type of sled here, friends. This is more of a long style sled, and it kind of looks like skis on either side, and usually you can fit multiple people in it. Usually that's the type of sled that sled dogs pull.
That's right. You know, speaking of sleds and growing up, you know, I used to watch this movie called Cool Runnings, where there was an Olympic sport, there still is in the winter, called bobsledding. That's a completely different type of sled that does have runners on the sides. And it also reminded me of another movie having to do with dog sleds called Iron Will. Both of those movies are great, by the way. Cool Runnings, Iron Will. That is specifically about a person who takes place in a long dog sled race using the sleds that I think are similar to the ones mentioned in our lesson.
All right, friends. Well, this definitely sounds like something I would like to do, maybe even more than seeing polar bears. This sounds pretty exciting to me.
It does sound fun. What about the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights?
That's definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah, I think me too. Now that I have a bucket list, I think the Northern Lights are on that list. Well, friends, we do have more to learn in our next reading, so let's go there right now.
An unforgettable Northern adventure. Churchill offers an entirely different experience when summer returns as several thousand beluga whales migrate into the Churchill River. They give birth and feed their babies while there. Join a kayak tour and float alongside the gentle creatures as they pop out of the water to watch you. Feeling brave? Try snorkeling among these friendly white whales. Surprisingly, Churchill is a birdwatcher's paradise. More than 250 species of birds either build nests in or pass through Churchill and the surrounding area during their annual migrations.
Migrate. 意思是迁移或是移转，譬如 the familiar V of Canada geese migrating south to the U.S. for the winter signaled the arrival of fall. 加拿大雁排成熟悉的V字队形迁徙至美国南方过冬，宣告了秋天的来临。Migrate的名词是 migration. 譬如 I've lost several files during the migration of data from the old system to the new one. 在将数据从旧系统搬移到新系统的过程中，我遗失了好几个档案。如果在 migrate 的字首加上 im， 就变成动词 immigrate， 意思是移入或是移居到某国。譬如 My parents immigrated to Australia because of better work and educational opportunities. 我父母为了获得更好的工作与教育机会而移居到澳洲。
There's still more to do in Churchill, Manitoba than just seeing polar bears and sled dogs. Let's find out what that is.
Churchill offers an entirely different experience when summer returns as several thousand beluga whales migrate into the Churchill River. I have to say, Anne-Marie, I didn't used to like beluga whales. I thought they looked a little bit strange. However, the more I observe beluga whales, like in videos online or things like that, they just seem like really playful creatures.
They are playful creatures. I've seen them in aquariums before, and they always seem to be interacting with people.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, there's a great song for kids called Baby Beluga. Friends, if you have kids, go check that song out. But we have to move on here. They give birth and feed their babies while there, join a kayak tour, and float alongside the gentle creatures as they pop out of the water to watch you. We have a few things we want to take a look at here, like that word alongside.
Alongside means next to or together with. For example, the dog ran alongside Emma as she biked.
Now, what does it mean to pop out of something? This means to suddenly appear from something or somewhere.
For example, a rabbit popped out of the hole.
And so here we're talking about these beluga whales, these playful sea creatures that you can see maybe as they might pop out on the surface of the water to watch you. And we see this question here, feeling brave? Well, before we continue on, let's talk about that idea. Feeling brave, this is having the courage to do something.
Exactly. Feeling brave, Tom climbed to the top of the tree. And we see this phrase here as a question, friends. So it's literally asking, do you have the courage to do this? And what are we talking about here? Well, we find out in the next sentence, try snorkeling among these friendly white whales.
That's it, Anne-Marie. That is it.
Snorkeling?
This is, of all the things mentioned in our lesson, like seeing the polar bears, maybe eating seals, right? Or seeing the northern lights, or maybe getting to know and befriend some dogs and their dog sleds, I think that I would enjoy most swimming among beluga whales. That would be so cool.
That would be very cool. It seems
very
a little
cold.
Cold and maybe a little dangerous too.
Oh, why?
Well,
They're whales.
They're whales.
Yeah, you're right. They're big sea creatures. Well, maybe that's why it requires a little bit of courage, right? You do need to feel brave to do this. Well, let's continue here. Surprisingly, Churchill is a bird watcher's paradise. Well, there's a lot to do in Churchill.
There certainly is. More than 250 species of birds either build nests in or pass through Churchill and the surrounding area during their annual migrations. We talked a little bit about the idea of migrating or migrations in our lesson yesterday, but let's review that term now.
That's right. A migration is the movement of animals or people from one place to another. Birds are known for making long migrations in the winter. Sometimes we just say the birds are flying south for the winter. And yeah, as Anne-Marie said yesterday, we talked about the great migration that happens in Africa. Lots of different types of animals going from one place to another place.
All right, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment, but right now let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Watch for it. The other day, I was waiting for a bus when I saw something strange. Everyone on the sidewalk was staring at the same tree. So I stopped, stared, and boom, a baby owl popped its head out of a hole in the trunk. If I hadn't been watching for it, I would have missed it. The phrase watch for means to look carefully for something you want to see, like a rare animal, a shooting star, or your friend in a crowded room. Example, watch for the special guest at the end of the show. But it can also mean to stay alert for danger, like watch for cars before you cross the street. Same words, different mood. And since we're on a roll, here are a couple other watch phrases. Watch out. That's a quick warning. Watch out, there's a bee on your shoulder. Keep watch. That means to stay on guard. They kept watch while the others slept. So whether you're hoping for owls or dodging bees, watch for what matters. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
unforgettable northern adventure. Several historic locations also hold great interest. Learn about the French and English rivalry over control of the fur trade in the 1700s at the Prince of Wales Fort. And nearby Cape Mary houses equipment that helped defend the area during the same era. Churchill isn't just a destination, it's an adventure like no other.
Aaron may have been obsessed with the Jurassic era when he was young, but he was unenthusiastic about his family's visit to the dinosaur museum as a teenager. Aaron 小时候或许对侏罗纪时代很着迷，但到了青少年，对家人安排的恐龙博物馆之行却兴趣缺缺。再看另外一个例句， Scarlett loved volunteering at the historical park where she dressed and acted as though she was from the Victorian era. Scarlett 很喜欢在历史公园当志工，她会穿着维多利亚时代的服饰，举止言谈都仿佛来自那个时代。我们来学一个学术用语， The Common Era, CE, 指的呢是公元纪年。譬如The first year of the Gregorian calendar begins the Common Era, CE, while events before it are labeled before the Common Era, BCE. 公历元年标志着公元纪元的开始, CE, 而在此之前的事件则被标记为公元前, BCE. 以上就是今天的 Language Lab, 我们下次见。
There's still more to do in Churchill, friends. Let's read about it. Several historic locations also hold great interest. Right away, we've got to talk about what this means. To hold great interest means to be very interesting or exciting.
The story holds great interest for students. Or we could just say that the story is very interesting to these students. That's just a different way of expressing the same idea. So if visiting museums or historic places sounds interesting to you, well then Churchill, Manitoba might be the place to go.
All right, let's find out what these historical locations are all about, friends. Learn about the French and English rivalry over control of the fur trade in the 1700s at the Prince of Wales Fort. We see this word rivalry, friends. It means competition between people, groups, or teams.
The rivalry between the two schools is strong. Did you have a lot of sibling rivalry when you were growing up, Anne-Marie?
Always. There's always sibling rivalry, I think, in any family.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's healthy competition, but sometimes you feel like you're just competing against each other for whatever reason. So those are different ways that you can use that word rivalry. But here we read, and nearby Cape Mary houses equipment that helped defend the area during the same era. Cape Mary. Mary, of course, means happy. It's a very happy word. But let's take a look at that word cape. This is a piece of land that sticks out into the sea.
So, for example, you might visit a cape and there is a tall lighthouse there. Makes sense to have a lighthouse on a cape since it's a piece of land that sticks out.
Now, of course, some places will actually have the word cape in their name, their proper name. Like this place, Cape Mary, for example, or maybe you've heard of Cape Cod. So, these houses have equipment that helped defend the area during the same era. Let's take a look at that word defend.
Okay, defend means to protect from attack or harm. Here's how you could use it in a sentence. The soldiers worked to defend the city.
Okay, so they're defending the area, and of course that other word at the end of the sentence kind of sounds similar, right? Almost the same spelling. One is area and the other is era. Era, of course, is that period of time. Well, our lesson finishes. Churchill isn't just a destination, it's an adventure like no other.
If something is like no other, it means there is nothing else like it. And it does sound like this particular trip or vacation would be very unique. Mm-hmm. You could see a lot of different kinds of animals, polar bears, seals, sled dogs, and a lot of different species of birds.
That's right. And don't forget those beluga whales.
And the beluga whales.
Those are the ones that I really want to swim with. This really does sound like an adventure like no other. You could add the word adventure on the end as well. It's an adventure like no other adventure. That's the complete idea. But we don't have to repeat that word. You could also say, well, the food there is great. That is a restaurant like no other.
Definitely. Well, friends, we do have more to talk about in just a moment. But as we go to the next part of our lesson, I want you to think about what you would like to do the most from this northern adventure. Is there a certain animal that you would like to see? Is there a certain experience you would like to have, like racing with sled dogs or snorkeling with beluga whales? That's a great thing for you to talk about in English as we go to today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来看主词加 either 加动词 one or 加动词 two 的句型。Either 跟 or 表示不是什么就是什么，连接两个动词或动作表示二选一。Either 与 or 必须要成对出现。两个动词的时态与形式也需要保持一致，以确保结构的对称、语义的清楚。它的反义字是 neither nor， 既不是也不是。我们来看个例句 ：I can neither call nor message you when my cell phone is dead。我的手机没电时，我既不能打电话给你，也不能传讯息给你。
Friends, we are almost out of time, but before we go, we have to talk about our talk about it question. Here it is. Would you like to take a northern adventure? Discuss.
You know, my wife and I almost went to Norway or Sweden for our honeymoon, basically specifically so we could see the northern lights. Mm. However, we didn't go because we figured there was no guarantee that we would see the lights.
And it's hard to time, isn't it?
It's hard to time, there's no guarantee, and it's kind of expensive to stay up there, at least from the research we had done. However, learning about, you know, the fact that you can see the northern lights and all these other things in Churchill, Manitoba, makes me think, maybe I could put this on my bucket list.
I would definitely like to take a northern adventure at some time. I never considered Northern Canada to be that place.
I know, right?
But yeah, I definitely would like to go to Lapland to experience some of these similar things.
Yeah. I mean, I got really excited about maybe the idea of swimming and snorkeling with beluga whales. How cool would it be, I don't know if you can do this, to swim with the beluga whales at night under the northern lights?
Do you think you would be able to see them?
I don't know. Maybe. I hope so. Who knows what you can do there? There's probably a lot.
Yeah, this is true. And I'm sure there's more things to do there than that are just listed in our article. So this definitely sounds like something to consider and something you should consider as well, friends. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe. We will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.